This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1267. All cities have a soul. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 130 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Los Angeles and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
All cities and places have an essential character. When you can boil that down to a few precise words, you can have a great connection in English and share memories. Find out how to do it today.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. Oh my gosh. So you are going all over the map, right? You have been in LA, Denver, and now you're back in Boston, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. No, I'm not back in, well, yes, I'm back in Boston this week,
right?
For the week of Thanksgiving, but I'm not going to be living in Boston anymore. So I've gone through a journey since August of figuring out where I belong and where we want to live. And so we took a road trip out west. We went west and then we ended up in LA and then we decided LA was not for us. And so now we are in Denver, Colorado, where we'll be doing a lot of hiking. I'm excited about that.
That's awesome. That's so cool. And you know, you've lived in and traveled to many places. I mean, yeah. Which of the places that you've lived in would you say are the most different?
The most different. You had two that are the most different?
From each other. Yeah.
From each other. Oh, man. Geez. I mean, probably. Geez, that's really hard to say. Let's see. Well, I've lived in New York, Tokyo, Buenos Aires, Boston, and now Denver, a little bit of LA. So maybe like, but also other places. Like I lived in Guatemala for about 4 months and wow. That was very different from a place like Tokyo. Let's say that.
Yeah. I wonder. Yeah. Would you say those are polar opposites?
I would say, yeah, definitely polar opposites.
That's a good bonus word, guys. Polar opposites. I'm going to do a bonus episode, a follow-up.
Do another episode. I mean, I think what this comes down to in today's topic, this is fun because every city has a soul, right? Every place has a soul. And we have to figure out what the soul of that place is to decide whether it's for us and also to reflect on our experiences there and share it with other people. Right, Michelle?
Definitely. Yeah, I like, you know, so guys, today we are going to talk about kind of characterizing different countries or cities. And I think that this really helps us connect with others over them, right? Because you can agree or disagree on them, or it can lead you to a longer conversation. But I think what it really is really being able to take something big, like a city and how you feel about it, and really just choose a couple key words.
Yeah, this is so cool. And I don't know why, but I tend to think of places kind of like people. Like they all have they have personalities. They have
Oh my gosh, so true.
It's so true. And this is all also going to be very subjective, right? Depending on your own experience in these cities, but it will help you connect with the person you're talking to if they've also lived in that city or want to live in that city. Right. You can share the soul of that city. So, let's get into it.
All right. Yeah. So some of these words that we're, I mean, we're just going to shout out some of the words that we think about when we think of the cities that we've lived in. And some of them we might use an adjective, but we might also use a noun, right? Just a word that we think of, right?
Yeah.
So Lindsay, what do you think for New York?
Well, New York is a city that both of us have lived in, right? But my two cents would be energy. I think New York, the one word to describe New York is energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one. I also think of the word ambition, right? Mm-hmm. Because I feel like everybody in New York is like, you know, really trying for, they have a lot of big dreams.
Yeah, ambition. I like that. And I also another one would be limitless. I think people come to New York, like you said, similar to ambition. They come to New York with those dreams and they feel like New York is a place they could do anything.
Right, right, right. Or,
and this also ties into history, right? This is how New York has been historically. Maybe in the next 100 years, New York will have a new story. You know, I mean, that's another question. Do cities change in their essence? Yeah.
Well, I think a lot. And I think New York is changing as well. And it'll be interesting to see what happens soon. I don't know.
I find the history of New York absolutely fascinating. Like anytime I'm in a bookstore and you can wander through and just like flip through books that have like black and white photos of New York in the 60s, New York in the 70s. I have this nostalgia for a time I didn't even exist. Like I wasn't even around. You know what I mean? Like when like CBGB, what is that? That nightclub CBGB? Remember? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. So anyways, like the old days of New York, I think they were quite different from how they are now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I have a lot of family history in New York, and
you do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and to think of like my grandmother and I actually know like where my great grandparents lived in New York, and you know, so it is. I mean, there is a lot of history and like a lot of just so much to it, and yeah, personally, I feel very attached to New York in that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So guys, so, you know, your job today as you're listening is think about your own city and start to think about what are, you know, a few words, 1 to 3 words that would boil down the essence of the soul of your city, right? Or cities that you've lived in. Okay.
And guys, as you can see, like this brings us into into larger conversations just by starting to kind of talk about it. One word can lead to a lot. So, and I would say that another word for New York is intimidating.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, did you feel intimidated when you moved to New York?
Yeah. I think moving to New York can be very intimidating. It can be scary. It can be lonely. And then I think you find your place. But I think that, you know, there are I've probably talked on this show, about this. I still remember this moment when I was out once with some friends in New York, and you know, I had moved there and like I didn't know anybody really, and I found myself, you know, maybe 6 months later out with friends, and like a song was playing, that New York song, and it was playing, and I remember having this like moment like, oh my god, I'm in New York, and like it does, you know, so it does kind of like change you in a way when you feel like, wow, I did kind of like get over that part where it was intimidating, and now I love it.
Yeah, New York can be really harsh. It can be harsh in the beginning. I mean, the hardest thing I ever did in my life was find an apartment in New York. That is so hard. And then you get through that, and then you're figuring out where your subway is and how to get to work. It's just, it's hard. It's a tough place. I think I would add to that list competitive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's extremely
competitive. That's a good one. Yeah. Okay. So should we move on to South America?
Yeah. Tell us about another place where you've lived.
Yeah, well, I lived in Buenos Aires only for about 3 or 4 months back in 2008. So I lived in the neighborhood of Palermo Viejo. I bet some of our listeners know that neighborhood. It was kind of like it was a trendy, fashionable neighborhood. It was cool. I would say my sense, this is my idea, but BA, I think of passion, right? Because it's a passionate culture. And I think of tango dancing. So kind of beauty, the way that beauty is inherent in tango dancing, just the aesthetics of it. Mm-hmm. That's what I would say. So passion, beauty, and also tradition, because it feels like a very traditional city in a lot of ways.
Right. Oh, I have never been, but I would love to go.
You really should go. It's interesting. It almost feels like being in Europe, but you're in South America. It's really interesting.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. A lot of people have told me that I would really like it. Oh, I'm going to have to go there one day.
Yeah, go. Please go. Do you like steak? I don't know if you like meat.
I do like steak.
Eater? Okay. So I'm not even a big meat eater, but down there, it's amazing what you can get. Really great steak and wine. Oh, it's awesome.
You're making me hungry, Lindsay.
Go to BA.
All right. I'm going to do it.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
London is a place where I have never lived, but you have lived. So tell us, what is the essence, what's the soul in your mind of London?
Well, I think London, I mean, the first word that came to my mind was classy. I mean, I just, to me, there's like, what a classy place. I don't know, something about those British accents and then just the beauty of it. It's like, it's, I don't know, it's similar to New York, but the buildings are shorter, a lot of them. And, it's just really beautiful. I would have to put London as one of my all-time favorite cities. Also, I would say the word, you know, historic. There's so much history. It makes everything in New York look like, it makes New York look like a little baby with the history.
Oh, for sure. Anywhere in Europe, right? Yeah, for sure.
For sure. And then I would say, and not to say something negative, but I would say a little bit dreary, because I think the weather, you know, can be kind of cloudy and things like that. But it doesn't, like, it didn't get me down or anything. I just loved it. I just thought it was classy. That's my word for London.
That's awesome. I mean, I do want to highlight, though, that word dreary. Guys, take that home as one of your new words here today, because, yeah, it's a bummer of a word. I mean, it's a bummer of a kind of weather, but it's a great word. It's descriptive, right? I mean, it's dark and cloudy and, ugh, dreary. In Boston, we had a lot of dreary days, too. I feel like the climate is similar between London and Boston.
Yeah. So, Lindsay, tell us about Boston. What would you think of words for Boston?
I would agree with what you said, Michelle, smart, because, I mean, playing trivia in Cambridge, Massachusetts is not like playing trivia in any other town in the U.S. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Cambridge is home to both MIT and Harvard, and I was living right in between the two. And yeah, smart. I mean, the best schools, the best hospitals, the best everything is kind of there in terms of intellectual pursuit, I guess. So smart. And I would also say sports, because it's a big sports town. So
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do both of our favorites.
Yes.
Tokyo.
Yeah, Michelle, you visited Tokyo a couple of years ago, right? What did you think? What would be like one word that describes the soul of Tokyo?
I would say, I mean, I didn't live there like you did, but I would say eclectic. Right. I would say, you know, like, I mean, what does that mean, Lindsay?
Eclectic is like a mix of things, right? Yeah. So in that sense, I liked the fact that in Tokyo, you could see a temple right next to kind of a cell phone store, like a Verizon store or something, or Docomo.
So you agree that Tokyo is eclectic?
Yeah, I would say so, for sure. Yeah, it's a mix of the modern and the old. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. What's a word you would think of for Tokyo, Lindsay, having lived there?
I would say organized. It's organized. I mean,
that's a good one.
The drains come on time. Everything works. Everything just falls into place. And I really appreciated that about living in a place that was organized. It was just easy to live there. And I love that about Tokyo. Yeah. But
I would say,
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say also safe. Like, I felt very safe when I was there. Things that I unfortunately don't always feel in New York, to be honest.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I always felt pretty safe in New York.
I mean, I don't feel unsafe, knock on wood, but I think that this goes to the U.S. and, you know, some of our problems with guns and things like that.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're talking about like gun violence. Okay.
Yeah. And then also, I think it's an honest city, right? Tokyo, because I think, you know, if you lose something, people may return it to you.
Yeah, I like that. Mm-hmm.
So I would say that it's honest like that. Whereas in New York, you know, you lose your cell phone, it's gone. I mean, not always. There are people who will also try and return things. But I heard so many stories in Tokyo about people finding, you know, rings they had lost and returning it and things like that. So I love that.
That's interesting. I think Tokyo is also really fashionable. Yeah. I was actually surprised that I found such a fashion scene in Tokyo. The little neighborhoods outside of Shibuya, Daikanyama, those are fashion hubs in Tokyo. And it's so modern. It's so cool what they're doing out there with fashion. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't say enough about how much I love Tokyo. So anyway, Lindsay, do you want to tell us about LA?
I mean, yeah, you were just talking about not feeling safe in New York. I think you're talking about a different kind of safety, but I felt like LA to me felt a little bit unsafe. I mean, I didn't spend much time here, but the difference between like the Western cities like LA and Boston or New York is that there's people around you all the time in New York, you know, and LA has a lot of dark streets. There's a lot of dark streets where you'd be the only one walking. And I was like, I don't want to live in a place where I'm the only one at 10 p.m. walking on the street. That didn't feel safe.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I like cities so much. Like, I mean, like Eastern cities. That's why I like okay, let me defend myself with New York. It's not that I don't feel unsafe in New York. But yeah, it is a different kind of safety that I felt in Tokyo. I had this feeling of like, of honesty and safety there. And people in New York are wonderful people too, but it's a different feeling. And I think it's more the general feeling in the U.S. That I feel like, and mostly related to like the violence, unfortunately.
Yeah, there are different ways to feel safe and unsafe, for sure, for sure. And that makes sense. I mean, the other piece for me of LA, there's certainly a level of vanity in LA that has to be there. I love the word vanity. What does that mean, Michelle?
To be vain is to care about yourself and only, you know, think that you are wonderful.
I mean, that could only be true for a place where all the big movies come from, right? And now all the Instagram stars are in LA too. So,
oh God, yeah.
But the thing I loved about LA was how close you could be to the movie industry. Like, I had a couple of instances I shared going to an outdoor movie where, you know, people were cheering on the remote assistant director that no one knew, but they knew, right, of that movie of Harry Met Sally, when Harry Met Sally. And
then
I was in the airport a couple weeks ago, and I was sitting next to this guy. I think he must have been a movie producer. And he was talking about creating a movie. And he's like, oh, it should be this and this and a mix of this. And I'm like, oh, my God, he's creating the next movie. Wow. And that is the only is something that can only happen in LA. So that's cool.
Very cool. I love it. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So, wow, this is really fun. I mean, I think, you know, we want to come back to this because we want to talk about not only, you know, the words that describe it, but how to, you know, talk about it and how to use these words in our conversation. I think that we should do a follow-up on that. Lindsay, what do you think?
Definitely. Definitely. We're going to come back to this for sure. Yeah. I like that idea, Michelle. Yeah.
Yeah. So guys, I think this is so useful because we can connect over places we have traveled to or lived. And, you know, this is, I mean, I think a really big IELTS skill too, Lindsay, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. This is huge. So the essential skill here, guys, is being able to break something down, simplify it, and get more precise in your word choice, right? On IELTS, you get a higher vocabulary score if you choose more precise words and more rare words, right? Words that other students are not using. So this is an IELTS skill for sure.
Definitely, definitely. So what's the takeaway for today, Lindsay?
Well, the takeaway, guys, is this is the way to connect, right? I mean, cities have souls, I think. And how can you characterize your own city when you're in conversation or the places you've traveled, which is even more interesting, I think, right? Mm-hmm. So try to break it down. Try to figure out what are the 1 to 2 words that describe the places you've traveled and come back to our blog and share it for this episode.
Definitely, definitely. Okay, awesome. This was a lot of fun, Lindsay. I love talking about different places. This is definitely one of my passions. So this was good.
Definitely. And guys, go check out our other podcast, the IELTS Energy Podcast, to get more vocabulary skills for IELTS. And today's episode is 1267 if you want to come back to our blog. All right, cool.
All right, guys. Have a good one. Bye, Lindsay.
Bye, Michelle. Have a good one. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.